It works by faith. That's what James said. You want to show me your faith without your works? I'll show you my faith by my works. Can you possibly have faith without works? No, because works without faith without works is dead. So therefore, anything that has the word faith in it has to involve works. Would you agree? It's logical. We don't talk about it. We don't mention it too much. But did you know that if we don't believe that God can help us do the works by faith, we can't even finish the work He asked us to do. We can't pay the bills. We certainly cannot go into all the world and preach the gospel. We can't even keep Andrews University alive. You can't meet your budget. You can't reach Bryn Harbor. You can't reach Chicago, the United States. You can't reach the world. It costs too much. And certainly, I cannot sign any piece of paper for $14 million or $20 or $30 million. In a few weeks, we're turning on a switch in Atlanta, and it's going 24 hours in Romanian, all over Scandinavia, Europe, and North Africa. And I said, Lord, how's that going to happen? I don't even have any money. All I did was go forward. We've gone forward for about a year on this, and all of a sudden, things are falling into place, and this takes money. Some guy calls me from Romania, and he says, the Lord, I heard about the project, and the Lord has impressed me. This is my life work from now on. I'm building two studios here where we're going to be recording full-time for you. And he said, for some reason, when I made my commitment to the Lord and gave Him all my income, my income started shooting up. It's not mine. He says, I got involved in just selling a little bit of oil, and now I sell Middle East oil, unlimited supplies to anybody who wants it at $4 under the going price. And he said, and I get a cut, and I still make money, and I've been making $100,000 a month. And it looks like I'm going to go to $500,000 a month very soon. And he's a faithful Adventist. And he says, the one thing I do know, this is not my money. He has it right, doesn't he? The only purpose for money is to finish the work. And I hope he never forgets that. So he's building the studios, and someday he's going to send me, as soon as we get this thing up, he's trying to get me the check to pay the down payment for the satellite, for the Romanian network. And then we have to pay $20,000 a month. $20,000 a month. I don't know where that's going to come from. If he's going to do it, or God's going to send somebody else. It's not important to me. I've already signed the $1.14 million contract. The satellite co-signed it in London and sent it back to me. And we're supposed to start this week, but because the equipment's not in place, we're going to postpone it a couple more weeks. How? Who's going to pay for that? Do you think heaven's angry with me? You think heaven? Gabriel, make sure that David Gates frightened. I can't believe that guy. He thinks that we're going to pay for it. He literally believes in going to all the world and preach the gospel, and he's going to all the Romanian world, and he thinks that we're going to spend our gold that we pave our streets with to pay him. Heaven's not angry. Heaven is throwing a party. Because finally, somebody believes me. Somebody finally believes that we're going to pay for it. Certainly it's not him. He doesn't have anything. Now, if I could even point to one project that has ever failed for lack of money, if I could just point to one, I might concede that maybe some things fail. Are we all out of money? Every one of our projects are out of money. But every one of them are growing, every one of them is healthy, and every one of them is on their knees. I was talking, have you heard of OCI? Some of you? Outpost Centers Incorporated? They're the biggest supporting ministry the Seventh-day Adventist Church has. They have 97 other ministries underneath them. And they've had some pretty good funding. And I was talking to the president the other day, and he said, you know what, I sometimes wonder if we become the Antichrist. Not really, I mean, not theologically speaking. You know why? Every time people need money, call the president, he has money. They don't kneel down anymore. Where's the kneeling and begging God? He said, so I think it's just as well. And they've made some choices recently that will sever themselves from big bucks. From now on, we're going to be on our knees because we're not going to have all the big money flow we used to have before. We made some decisions that is cutting that off. See, we have to understand, it's all about dependence on God. If you do not learn to depend on God, you can't survive the crisis right ahead. He has it exactly right. Let's not depend on human beings. He who leans on a human arm will find it to fail. So people who have money, everybody leans on them. The human arm's going to fail. In fact, people who have money are pretty lonely people. You need to love them for what they are, not what they have. Just love them for what they are. And their money, who cares? They can keep it, they can give it. That's between them and God. Don't treat them any differently. Just treat them like normal people. And one of these days, they are going to lose it. And if they learn to think their money is important, it's all a fake world. It's just superficial. It doesn't really exist. And when all that money fails, it's good for them to have known it didn't matter anyhow. So treat them like that. Don't treat them special. Don't treat them better or worse. Just love them like if they didn't have any money. And they will be responsible to God for how to use it. But if you lean on God for your money, it will never fail. Heaven is delighted. And I just can't wait that God will take off my financial handcuffs as soon as he gets Belo Horizonte taken care of in Brazil. My next appointment is Rio. 8 million. And the next one is Sao Paulo. 24 million. I don't know how low God's going to bring it. I don't know. All I know is that I'm going to go forward as far as I can, and someday I'm going to have to take my pen out of my pocket.